Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, trending consulting gig, self-proclaimed experts getting hired to advise on how to manage millennial employees, and how the marijuana industry continues to offer new small business opportunities. Those stories after this.
The new high-performance Dell Latitude systems are the most secure, manageable, and reliable business-class laptops and two-in-ones so employees can do their best work. Outfitted with the latest Intel Core processors, your team can reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times the performance. Make your work beautiful again at Dell.com/radio. Again, Dell.com/radio.
Everyone knows that business is all about numbers. Consider the numbers the state of Michigan can offer your business, like being a top 10 pro-business state, or 2,000, the number of unnecessary regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years, and 6, Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climate, which all adds up to the one state that has all that and more, Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. People born in the 1980s and 90s, known as millennials, now make up the largest single generational group in the workforce, and managing them has become a source of agita for big businesses like Oracle, Goldman Sachs, and Coca-Cola. Because of that, Wall Street Journal reporter Lindsay Gelman says millennial issues also have become a source of income for a host of self-anointed experts who say they can interpret young workers' whims and aspirations, sometimes for as much as $20,000 an hour. Lindsay, what's this about?
This is the new sort of consulting niche that a lot of these experts are sort of gravitating towards and taking advantage of. And it's this idea that companies are flummoxed by, anxious about the prospect of managing their young workers, millennials, people in their 20s and early 30s, and whether or not it's actually true, there's this perception of, on the part of business leaders that this group of people has different preferences, different priorities, different needs, and is leaving, a given job more quickly than someone from a previous generation. And so they're bringing in these outside experts to help them tailor things, tweak things, make management changes to appeal to this group.
Wow. When I first read your story, I rolled my eyes. I thought, you got to be kidding me. But this group, right, this millennial generation is big, right? They can't be ignored. They're coming through the ranks.
Yeah, from what I've seen and read and, reported, it's about 80 million people of this age. And, the kind of flip side of that coin is that, how could you possibly make generalizations about 80 million people, in this country? And the answer is you can't really, but there are some of these rules of thumb that have been showing up in data, and these experts are sort of extrapolating from that and making suggestions, based on what they've seen through their consulting practices and what they've read about and studied and, what they found to be true.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Lindsay Gelman. Her story is called Helping Bosses Decode Millennials for $20,000 an Hour. It's a story about this new consulting niche. All right, so who's paying $20,000 an hour for somebody to tell them how to manage a millennial?
Right, so it's big companies, and the fees, will vary. Some of the consultants we spoke to make that much, others not necessarily, and it's going to depend. They come in for different sort of format experiences. So, they might come in and deliver a keynote, or they might sit down with a company and kind of consult in a more give and take way. But some of the companies we spoke to for the story were Oracle has brought in people. Goldman Sachs has brought in people. We spoke with Red Robin, the burger chain. They brought in a consultant to help them make some changes. HBO has hired people. So it's companies you've heard of. It's big name companies. It's a really interesting sort of opportunity for the growing group that's trying to jump on it and to advise these companies.
How about that? Wall Street Journal reporter Lindsay Gelman. Well, the marijuana industry is a fast-moving one. In fact, smoking pot might soon be as retro as smoking a cigar or enjoying a fine wine.
MarketWatch reporter Katie Burke says, as the legal market for marijuana expands, product offerings have diversified from the standard dried flowers and cannabis-infused edible items like cookies and gummy bears to vaporizable oils and concentrates. Katie set this up.
So with these new techniques, companies are able to create concentrates and oils that are a little more discreet to consume, not as in your face as smoking a joint or a blunt. And it's really helped expand the legal market and bring in customers who maybe normally wouldn't have been so open to trying legal marijuana before.
Jeez. All right. So before I show my age and inexperience here, set up what some of this stuff is like. What's happening?
Yeah. So some of the more popular products. First, you have concentrates and oils, which can be consumed via a vape pen. So usually they're sold in pre-filled cartridges. You load them in a vaporizing device, and you just take a puff. There's not the same smell as smoking the flower itself, and it's very discreet, not a whole lot of smoke. But then another very popular method, which is kind of more popular among recreational smokers, it's called dabbing, and it's with high concentrate materials like waxes and shatters, and you have to heat them at a very high temperature, usually with a blowtorch, on a surface like titanium or quartz, and they're inhaled through a specialized device, and that kind of allows you to consume a lot of THC or a lot of cannabidiol in one breath, I guess.
Wow. Oh, wow. It's like being at a steakhouse and ordering, what, rare versus well done?
Exactly.
You control the amount of high that you want? Is that basically what happens here?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man. Wow. We're speaking with Katie Burke, MarketWatch reporter, about her story entitled From Leaf to Liquid, Marijuana's New Look. All right, so also interesting in your story here was this idea that these products are bringing in a more conservative demographic, customers over 50 plus women. Explain.
Yeah, so I was talking to a dispensary owner, and she was saying, she's a mom. She doesn't consume cannabis herself, but she says she's getting more and more phone calls from her friends saying, hey, can I check out these vape pens? Can I come test them out? Can I try them? When you're able to consume more discreetly, it's more appealing to try it out, and especially now it's legal. There's less stigma attached to it. It's definitely opening up the market to people who would have been more hesitant to try it while it was illegal.
How about that? MarketWatch reporter Katie Burke. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Reviews can help me determine what works and what does not. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, you can send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.